Hello, Susie speaking.
Hey, Susie, it's Brendan. Sorry, Mr. Cole.
No, don't be sorry. I've actually just sent pressed send on an email for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not for the COC yet. This is for the Komatsu excavator that got... Did it get rolled over?
Yeah.
The one in Byron Bay?
Yep.
I've just sent you a settlement advice from the insurer,
yep.
So I just need you to...
Yep.
Well, if you agree with it, just reply and I'll get a release issued.
Yep.
So it's been, I don't know if you got the email yet, marker value's come in at 38K.
Yeah, so it's a statutory write-off.
It's a write-off. Do you know how much they're even looking for?
Well, you have no choice. Like, if you were to buy one,
yeah,
they're probably looking at 60.
Yeah, but this is a, 2013? You'd still be looking at 60?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're just hard to, probably these second-hand ones are hard to get, but it is market value is market value.
Well, yeah, that's what they've assessed it at, market value, less your excess, which is 2.5K, so settlement's going to be 35.5.
35.5, all right.
Yeah.
Now, that's... So the downtime of the operator, stuff like that, is
yeah.
Winslow has to bear that? Or how you
so it's work? In there saying, once you've settled the account with, is it RJM or whoever they are, then they can look at hiring charges. You also want to claim for the hiring charges?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's going to be at least, because obviously the operator had to, while this all the investigation stuff, and while they look for another machine, they had about a week stand down cost.
How much did they have?
It's only going to be the one bloke, so potentially $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay. Well, I've put it in the email. I just need, obviously, some supporting documents.
Yeah.
And then we can look at, get UAA to look at that.
Yes, okay, cool. So do
I'm not a pro on that, to be honest. I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, no,
there's not many times that I've actually claimed that side of the policy.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming there's documents for it.
Yeah, cool. There'll be documents. All that,
yep.
Which is all. So we'll be able to definitely give you that.
Yes.
There'll be daylight dockets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then obviously...
The only thing is, I don't know what they're expecting off you, these people. Like, I don't know if there's going to be a shortfall for you guys to pay.
Yeah,
like, is there a sum that they're asking for? Do you know?
I don't know. I'll give them a call. This guy's pretty, I wouldn't say he's relaxed. He's not all over this sort of stuff. So,
I just thought maybe had they sent you something.
Yeah, no, he's waiting for us for guidance. So I'll give him a chat with him and then I won't mention too much. But, I'll chat just this is where it's coming at.
Yeah.
So challenge that, whether that's okay.
Yes, he might come back and say, I don't know what he's going to come back, but at the end of the day, that's what they've assessed as market value.
Yeah, cool.
If he does his own research or something and he thinks, no, it's worth more, then we can obviously go back and...
Yeah, he needs to substantiate it. I'll get him
100%, which I'm sure the insurer and the assessor has done anyway.
Yeah.
Based on the age and how much it's clocked over and so forth, the hours.
Yeah.
Sent it to you. If you're in agreement or once you speak to the guy, just send back an email saying, please issue release. We'll get that done. We'll pay you guys, and then you'll just on forward that payment.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Correct. I'll give you his bank details, or it'll come to us.
No, it will come to you, and then you will settle him directly.
Oh, yep. All right,
we'll settle Winslow, and then Winslow will then settle RJM, whoever they are.
Yep. All right. Awesome.
Sound make sense? And then, get some documents, and we'll pursue the hiring charge aspect of the claim.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
All right. Thanks, Brendan. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.